It's wonderful to be here with you today. Some of you I have just met today. I am Steve Jones. I have been with Franklin Covey since 1988 as a child. I started, actually my relationship with Franklin, on the Franklin side, started as a customer. I was a training director for Rubbermaid in Ohio and fell in love with the time management course that Franklin then had. I don't even remember the name of it. It was something like values-based time management. It was 3 lines long. And fell in love with it, brought it into Rubbermaid, got certified to teach it within Rubbermaid, and in 1988 got the opportunity to stay in Ohio and teach seminars and sell and be a regional manager and pack the boxes, and you did everything back then. But since then, I have traveled the country and the world. I was just in Korea teaching for the company, and 8 years ago moved to Salt Lake City as a manager of our trainers. So it's great to be with you. It's great to spend this time with you with this course. I had the opportunity to be on the team that developed it, and we are very excited about it. Hope you'll find it as exciting as we do. Now, I heard an interesting thing on the way in today on the news. I listened to the news on the radio, and scientists have now notified us that the day is not really 24 hours, that the Earth has slowed down on its rotation, and we now get 25 hours a day. 1 extra hour every day, is that cool?
Yeah.
So, do you think you could figure out some things to do with that hour? What I'd like you to do is just, and you know, this is a little awkward in the room, but maybe this row can stand up and talk to people in the back, but I'd like you to find a partner, maybe somebody you haven't really known very well or haven't met. Introduce yourself to them just very quickly and tell them what you do with the extra hour. One qualification though, and Annette, sleeping is not an option. Bummer. So pick something other than sleeping and tell the person what you do the extra hour. This is very quick. Just find somebody, introduce yourself, tell them what you do the extra hour, and then we'll proceed. Let's just find out some of the things you just talked about. How many of you said or heard that you would spend more time at work? Anyone? Well, glad there's nobody here from senior management, huh? All right, the next category. How many of you said you would spend time with children, grandchildren, pets? Okay. Great. How many said they would spend time with spouse or significant other? We won't send that report home either. Did anybody say they would spend some time on their self? Oh, good, some self-improvement, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And Pam, what's one thing you would do?
Plan
the rest of your day? Oh, Pam, that was a suck-up answer, but I liked it. It was really good. So, we would spend time, and when you look at these things where you spend time, they are important to us, are they not? And yet we're saying I would do more of that if I had the extra hour. You know, and if you're asking yourself, gee, how do I get more time? Or how can I be sure that I'm focused on the right things? How can I make sure that what I do today, I'm making a significant contribution, both professionally as well as personally? And if you've ever asked yourself those questions, you're not alone. We spend a lot of time with a lot of things. And here's one thing I can tell you. There's always more to do than there is time to do it. Do you feel that's true? Can you buy that statement? Always more to do than we have time. And when people feel that way, their solution oftentimes is to go to a time management class. Say, hey, here's a time management class I'm going to go, or here's a book on time management, or better yet, a one-page article that's going to solve all my problems. Let me share with you 3 fallacies of time management. The first fallacy is there are people who believe they can get more time. They have to believe it because they have a list of things they say, I'm going to do those things someday when I get some more what? Time, sure. You listed some of them when we talked earlier. How many of you have a list? And you tell yourself, I'm going to do that when I get some more time. You know, and some of it is really important to us, and some of it we haven't even listed. How many of you would like to read more? You know, why don't you read more? You will, won't you? When? When you get some more time, sure. Books just lay there. They don't shake us, rattle us, interrupt us. They don't jump off the shelf, grab you, say, read me. They just sit there. How many of you are thinking that someday you'll go back to school? Further your education. Now that's a time and money issue, isn't it? Travel more. We just have this list. Clean the garage, you know them all. But here's the ugly reality. People think they can get more time. The ugly reality is you're not going to get any more time. You have all of the time that there is. It is the one thing in our society in which we are all completely, totally equal. We have the same amount of time every day. So that takes us to the second fallacy of time management. There are some people who believe they can save time, bank it, use it later. I'll do this later, this later, this later. I'm going to save up so that I can do all this later. And of course, not only do you have all the time there is, you have to spend it every day. Now here's the third fallacy of time management. It is this. There are some people who believe they can manage time. Some people write articles on it. Some people do books. Some people come to this course thinking, I'm going to teach you how to manage time. And the truth is, you can't manage time. Time marches on. It slows down for no one. So let's put that into reality. You have all the time there is, you have to spend it every day, and you can't manage it. Bummer. Thanks for being here. And it's the new abbreviated version of a time management class. So the reality is, we're not here to talk about time management. The word time management is an oxymoron. You all know what an oxymoron is? Tell me by definition, what is an oxymoron? Two words that contradict each other. One example we hear often is jumbo shrimp. Do you have any other examples? Ooh. Mark said military intelligence. I'm not sure I'd bring that one up, but okay. I had a colonel in the Army say that once, so I guess. What else? Annie, sensitive male, good one. Yeah, and all the booze that go with that. What else? Sweet sorrow. Bittersweet, pretty thunderous ugly. Silence. What was that?
Thunderous silence.
Thunderous silence. Hot water heater. You know, if the water's already hot, why do you need the heater? You know, my favorite though is country music. Just kidding. Oh, did I get you back? Good. So time management is not something we do, but self-management within the time available is something we can do. And that will be our focus today, is not on managing time, but managing myself within the time. Because I know that there's more to do than there is time available, and if I can make better choices with my time, recognizing that I want to create balance in my life, that I want to be more effective in all areas of my life, then at that point, we're going to talk about some things you can do. We're going to talk about some processes you can implement, some skills you can use, a tool that will help you do that. But here's the key to that, and it comes in a promise. If you will implement the things we discussed today, see, that's the big issue, is if you'll do it. Not if you just sit here for the day, but if you'll actually leave here today with commitments to do it. If you will do the things we talk about today for the next 3 weeks, a 21-day experiment, then I have a promise for you, and that promise is you will experience a marked and measurable increase in your personal and professional productivity. Not just work, but any area of your life you would like to improve, you can do it within 21 days if you'll implement the things we discussed today. The small print in the contract, if you apply the things we talk about today. This workshop really begins when you leave, because the work will be up to you to do it, but I can promise you that you will. You know, if we put this extra hour a day into perspective, 1 hour a day is 7 hours a week. It's anywhere from 28 to 31 hours a month. It's 365 hours a year. That's about 9 40-hour weeks. Think about 365 hours if you spent that a year on improving relationships? Would that have an impact? On being more effective with projects and planning them out further and getting them done in a better amount of time? Would you be more effective at work if you had another hour a day to spend on it? Yeah, we really could. The truth is, we don't get the hour a day. I mean, we know that's true. The Earth really, you did know that, right? The Earth did not slow down in its rotation. We do only have 24 hours, but here's what I will tell you, that when you find yourself making better choices and doing the things we discussed today, it'll feel like you have an extra hour. Because at the end of the day, you'll look back at the day, and you'll be able to look back at the day, see what you accomplished with a much higher sense of satisfaction. That the things I accomplished today were my highest priorities, both professionally and personally. I created balance in my life. And you'll be able to look at that daily and weekly. And I'm going to show you how. Let's say that over the next 21 days, things go really well. You implement the things from today right on target. You're feeling like professionally and personally, things have really gone well. Give me some words to describe how you will feel as a result of that. Let's just put some up here. Peace. Proud. Higher self-esteem. Very good. Accomplished. Wouldn't it be nice to feel relaxed? In control. None of you said surprised. Which is a good thing. Would not that be the case? So these are some of the things that we'll feel if, again, for the next 21 days, we have those things working for us. And so once again, where is the control for doing the things we discussed today? It's with you. Yeah. I can do as much as I can do today to share with you some really great information. But the real key is going to be what you're willing to do over the next 21 days. So let's review what our day will look like. We have three basic things we're going to discuss today. The first is called the time matrix. This is a way of thinking about how we spend our time and how we can better focus on our time. Once we understand the way of thinking, we're then going to look at a process to make it happen. It's called the productivity pyramid. Four levels. We'll talk a little bit about each one. You'll get to experience each one. Governing values, setting goals, planning weekly, planning daily. That'll take us to lunchtime. When we return from lunch, we're going to talk about a planning system and the integration of planning systems. You know, yes, we'll talk about a paper planner, and I'll show you how to do things if you were using paper, but we'll also talk about if you're using Outlook or if you're using a handheld and how that would translate. But more importantly is the integration of the things that you're using so you feel like you have one system, not multiple systems. So not only will we talk about a planner or handheld or your desktop software, we're going to talk about the integration of those things so that you feel like you have one system, not like you feel like you're juggling multiple systems. And that's more important than the choice of your system, is feeling like they're integrated. In addition to that, we're going to talk about that incoming information. How do I manage that with email? Years ago, email was hardly an issue for people. And think about what it is today, a main communication device, voicemail. We still have interruptions as a cause of grief for people. We're going to talk about that, and even procrastination, although we may wait till tomorrow to do that one. So to talk about productivity increase, quantitatively, qualitatively, we need to deal with mindset. And focus on the mindset first, a way of looking at time.